The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. We turn back to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father, and he will tell you, your elders, and they will explain to you. The title of the devotion is Remember. It might be argued that we no longer know how to properly observe Veterans Day because we have forgotten Armistice Day. There may be something to that. The generation that stopped in silence as church bells rang for 2 minutes each year at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, that generation has faded away. The armistice went into effect exactly 100 years ago. We might find some of their names etched into old gravestones. We might recall the words of their poem, "In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row." In a history book, we might read that on one day, July 1st, 1916, British forces suffered 57,470 casualties, including 19,240 fatalities in one day, and gained 3 miles of blood-soaked soil. Armistice Day was always observed, never celebrated. It was much too painful of a memory marker. Total War I fatalities were over 20 million, with 21 million wounded. Over 116,000 American troops died in that war. Nothing to celebrate. We don't feel that pain. Our generation has been spared that anguish. 60 million lost their lives in World War II. Over 400,000 were Americans. And 34,000 Americans in Korea. Over 58,000 in Vietnam. Include the Gulf Wars. And the numbers become painful. But many Americans don't feel that pain. Some are too young. Some don't care. We do. We should. The name may now be Veterans Day, but the cause of the observance remains the same. We need to remember. There are lessons to be learned, appreciations to be offered. Thank you for your service has replaced the baby killers that some Vietnam veterans heard. We thank God for that. We thank him for those in the past who left behind factory jobs and college classrooms, those who left behind carpenter tools and horse-drawn plows, those who left behind high school sweethearts, weeping mothers, and moist-eyed fathers because their country called. We remember them. We remember those who never fired a shot in anger, whose job was to load trucks, fill out forms, or prepare food. We needed them. We remember those who had to make decisions that others would receive as orders. We remember those who tended to the wounded and those who prayed with the dying. We remember them all. We remember them as gifts provided to our nation by a gracious God. We remember him most of all. Without him, all valiant efforts would fail. Without him, there would be no heaven for any of the fallen. We remember that it was no armistice that his Bethlehem angels announced. Heaven's declaration of peace between the Holy One and mankind stands through the end of time into forever. We will not forget that. We pray words from a generation long past. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.